Good afternoon. This is Kirk, Alpha Golf 7 Yankee Mike, and this is a new net on the WW7PSR 2-meter repeater, operated at Puget Sound Repeater Group here in Seattle, Washington. It is, what is it, August 16th, 2025? This is a midday net to see who's out there listening and see if any of you would like to let us know what's happening with you. If you'd like to give a I.O. or a report of up to 3 minutes, all I need is your name and call sign. I'm doing one big round today and clearing the deck, so come ahead now with your call sign and name.
Rosie, W7DNG.
Kilo 1 Golf Mike.
Okay, so I got Grossy, W7DNG, and I think I heard a Steve coming on the internet. Can you give me your call sign again, please?
Yes, sir. K1GMM, Kilo 1 Golf Mike, Vermont.
K1GMM, Steve, I have you on the list. Who else is out there? Call sign and name.
KI7, Zulu Echo India, Tim.
KI7ZEI, Tim, you're on the list. Who else?
Alpha Bravo 6, Mike Bravo.
AB6MB, Jeff, you're on the list. How about one more? Okay, let's go with what we got. W7DNG, Grossi, how are you doing on this Saturday?
Another real fun day. overcast, nothing much going on yet. Believe it or not, I just got up about 10 minutes ago. I've had a half a cup of coffee. I'm not quite awake, but I'm ready to go. Yeah, I was up late last night. Anyhow, got a couple little projects going on. I got this one bending tool I want to make, and I need to weld it up together, so I think I'll weld that up this afternoon. That way I have it ready to go. Anyhow, everybody have a good day. Better tomorrow. If I think of anything else, I'll break in later on. W7DNG.
All right, Grossi, you did sound a little bit sleepy there, so I can believe it if you just got up. I've got a cup of coffee in front of me, and I'm enjoying it as well. And a bending tool. You need Bender the Robot to help you with that one. Maybe he can give you some tips. Hi. At any rate, good luck on those projects today, and hopefully we'll hear more about them later on. All right, next up is K1GMM. Steve, after the beep.
Okay. Greetings. Happy Saturday, everyone. Listening and yakking. Steve, K1GMM. Well, what have I got going on? A whole lot of frustration. You know how you go to the store, wherever it is, and you buy a gas grill, and it takes you like 4 hours to put it together? It's like a nightmare. It's the most hated job probably of any man. I hate it. I bought a portable gas grill, and the whole thing needed assembly. It didn't even come assembled. Nothing came assembled. So even a portable gas grill, yeah. Yeah, so I just finished that mess. Getting ready to yank the kayak out, get it on the trailer. We're heading out camping on Monday. So a lot of prep work and a full afternoon for sure, plus I need to mow and trim. And it is currently 3 o'clock East time. So I'm not going to make it. That's okay. I got tomorrow, right? Anyways, that's about it for me. You guys all have a great weekend, and thanks for doing the net, Chief. K1GMM.
Oh, wow. I totally get you. I feel like some of these gadgets that they, expect you to put together are very futzy little bits, screws of all different types. This one needs a machine screw. This one needs a wood screw. This one needs a tapping metal screw. It's just like, oh, my goodness. So I'm glad it sounds like it got together, and hopefully it will stay together. Also, nothing worse to go along and then find out you put something on wrong. And the kayak camping sounds like a lot of fun. We have yet to take our boat out. Maybe coming up this week we'll be able to do that. We don't have a big old boat. We have a little inflatable boat that we go paddling around on Lake Sammamish. So I think I'm with you. I should do that. And, yes, I was going to mow the lawn, but it's been raining, amazingly enough. I'm not used to rain in this area at this time of the year, but it's been raining, although today it looks like it's just going to be overcast. Oh, I see some blue, too, so I I think it's going to be a wonderful day. All righty, well, 3 p.m., you do have tomorrow, so hopefully everything will get done, and off you go. All right, I'm going to drop a second. Okay, let's get KI7DEI Tim's report.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon, everyone. Well, I'm down here at Gasworks Park, and it is an absolutely beautiful day. I see plane taking off in the distance over here. And it's about 50% cloud cover, maybe 40%, 30%, depends on what part of the sky you're looking at. A little bit of rain we had the other night. When I came back from my trip to the East Coast, Washington, D.C. area and environs, I was surprised to see that it was raining, but I think that rain was a good thing for us. I read in the Seattle Times that does not make up for the drought that we have had, so continue conserving water, I guess, but it is a beautiful day. I don't know, I guess probably about 72, 74 degrees, something like that, just perfect. So I came down here to, invited to a Red Cross picnic. I'm not a member of the Red Cross, but anyway, excuse me, I'm still getting over my cold. Anyway, beautiful day. Get outside, enjoy it while it's still summer. And with that, I'll pass it back. KI7ZEI.
Oh, sorry to hear about having a cold in the middle of the summer. Oh, my goodness. And, wow, so it was also rainy on the East Coast, it sounds like, when you were over there. That is really interesting. But anyway, enjoy Gasworks Park. I remember there was an operator, darn it, his call isn't coming to my head at the moment. He helped design some of the placards that they have talking about the facilities that were at Gasworks Park. Anyway, enjoy the day, and thanks for stopping by. Let me drop. Next up is AB6MB. Jeff, how are you? Did you have a good antenna net yesterday?
Yeah, it was a very solid net for an hour and went very, very well. So it was a pretty good net. Yeah, I got a bit of frog in my throat. I'm not sure what's going on, but I'm watching this show called Critter Vision, and they got a bunch of, this must be a nature place that puts a bunch of food out for the birds and the squirrels and raccoons and stuff, and they actually have it the camera on it 24 hours. At night it goes into infrared, so it's pretty interesting. Called Critter Vision. Anyway, I got it on right now, and it's, it looks like it's in the southwest. So they actually had an armadillo show up. Yeah, I got the peanuts and nuts out for the squirrels, and nothing seen yet, but I can tell they've been here because they ate some out of there earlier. And we're overcast today. We'll have rain maybe tomorrow. So we'll see what happens with that. And anyway, I'm going to turn it back to you there as I croak away here. So back to net, AB6MB.
AB6MB, Alpha Golf 7 Yankee Mike. Well, we do enjoy hearing your croaking on Saturday, so that's nice. Critter Vision sounds like a lot of fun. There used to be a kitten cam. I cannot remember who hosted it, but it was so cute. They would, you know, there were foster kittens or kittens that had been abandoned or something that need raising, and they'd be in their playpen, and it was just so hilarious to watch them. You could control the toys. That went for a while, and then I think they ran out of funding. That was so sad. I think I kicked in a few bucks myself, so I don't know. Any rate, I'll have to check out that Critter Vision when I get a chance. And an armadillo, wow, that would be fun to see. All right, good to hear from you, Jeff. Have a great rest of your weekend. And let's see if we can get some more operators. If you're out there, let's get your call sign and name, please. Wow, so quiet. You know, I know a lot of you wait until later to come on because it's so busy at times, but this summer's been very light. Well, not super light, but lighter than normal. Maybe, I don't know, maybe, what, 30% less traffic, I would say? Sometimes it can get upwards of 30 of you, but now I'm only getting around 20. But at any rate, let's see. I'll make another call or two, see if anyone else wants to show up. Come on. Call sign and name, please.
KF7OK, Doug.
KF7. Okay, Doug, you're on the list. Anybody else? Call sign and name, please.
KG7 ODB.
KG7 ODB. Dean, you're on the list. Who's next?
K9 MLR Megan and K9 BDC Brooks.
K9 MLR Megan, K9 BDC Brooks, you're on the list. Anybody else? Call sign and name. Okay, let's go up to KF7. Okay, I believe this is a new one on me, a new call sign. Douglas, what you doing today?
Thank you, KF7. Okay, I go by Doug. Always have. Just going to go out in the yard today and pick up and see what's... I had some roofers over yesterday. They're doing some work. And I think the rain and had a little bit of wind, and I think it brought some branches down, so I'll be cleaning that up. And I'll see what the mailman brought today. I ordered some goodies, and they should be coming in today, so I'll try them. And other than that, laid back. It's been kind of a busy week. Had to organize a few things and wait for people to show up and get things done around here. And so my time's all mine. Anyway, KF7OK, back to you.
KF7OK, Alpha Golf 7 Yankee Mike. Thought about that, Doug. You know, I brought up your QRZ page because I'm like, oh, I don't recognize the call. And then it says the other name there, and so I misfired. But I have Doug in the log, so that's good. And roofers, boy, to me, every hammer they nail in my roof is one in my head if I'm sitting downstairs. I thought it'd be no problem when they replaced my roof, and oh, man, I was going bonkers. I was so happy when they were done, but wow. And you should have seen all the goop that came off my roof. My roof had turned into mud. The old materials were just garbage. And be careful for nails. I found a lot of nails around after I did my roof. I wish I had like a magnet, you know, and you could clear the ground, but there were a lot of nails. So don't, even if you're not barefoot, a nail can get you. So do be careful there. And hopefully the goodies come in that you're looking forward to. Always fun to see what those things are. And enjoy the rest of your weekend. All righty, let me drop a moment. Next up is KJ7 ODB. Dean, how are you?
Good morning, or I should say good afternoon, Kirk, and everybody on the net. This is Dean, KJ7 ODB. These nets have been really slow the last couple days. Last night, Rebecca's net went, I think, only about 40 minutes. And then this morning, Ron, NR70, sat in for Teresa and Dana, and it went 27 minutes, and so I don't know what's up, but anyway, I think I heard you say you're not going to be at the antique radio, whatever it is, ham swap meet tomorrow, so I should be going there. But I remember when you were there a couple years ago, you picked up a couple records, and I picked up some records, and I'm hoping to find something good. And also, seeing a bunch of people, hopefully people will make it over there. I mean, it's almost like a rain or shine in a way. So, anyway, other than that, I'll just hand it back to you, KG7ODD.
All right. You know, I don't know if I'm going to go there tomorrow. I forgot to ask the station manager if I can go tomorrow. So I'll do that after the net, see if we're doing anything tomorrow and see whether I can go. I feel like I actually it's a good chance I will be able to go. I don't think anything's happening tomorrow, so it would be fun to show up there. It's just fun seeing all the old radios. One of these days I'll see one at a good price that I could get. I wouldn't mind some kind of wood cabinet kind of tube type job that I could just sit on one of my coffee tables or near, you know, one of the things you have on the side of your house to show things. It would be fun to have one of those. So yes, I don't know if I'm going or not yet, but I think the chances are high. So hopefully I'll see you there if you're there. And yeah, that one year I saw you there, we got some goodies. It was a lot of fun. Jack, I think, said he was going too, so maybe we'll see him there as well. Hey, Ray, good to hear from you, and have a good rest of your weekend. Next up, after I come right back, K9MLR, Megan, what are you doing this weekend? Is it any 4x4 action?
Good afternoon, Kirk and everyone out there on the K9MLR, Megan here at home in Newcastle. Well, no 4x4 action this weekend, at least. I think we plan to do some of that Labor Day.